Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio right now, we have Ryan Murray, who is the Regional Director of Small Business Development Center and also the Custom Fit Program. Ryan, it's a pleasure to get you in here. I'm looking forward to the conversation. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, great to be here.
Let's talk, first off, about 2018. I mean, we're into the brand new calendar year. You obviously have an expertise in small business. So what's the current climate now that we're going into 2018 with small business here in the local area?
You know, that's a great question. And there's obviously it depends kind of what business you're in. But I'll tell you this. 2017 was probably a better year than what a lot of people think. There was a lot of growth in our local small businesses. Now, a lot of times people see that, some of the retail locations shut down. That's a national trend, and that's pretty hard, and it is hurting our area. But I'll tell you, some of the other sectors, some of the other small business sectors, you know, the light manufacturing, engineering, those types of services, we actually saw some growth coming out of some of our businesses. And so I'm optimistic. I feel like there's opportunity. I feel like there are things that we have in our area that we can offer. One of the trends that I'm seeing, and one of the opportunities that I'm seeing, especially coming up in 2018, is the businesses that are doing really well are those businesses that are finding ways to sell outside of the area. Whether they're taking advantage of online sales, or whether they're expanding their offerings, their operations. We see a lot of businesses that they're able to do business up on the Wasatch Front. They can sell their goods and services. We even have, you know, people that are selling nationally, internationally. So I'm really optimistic for 2018, and I see some good things happening.
Well, and of course, with you being the regional director of small business development, you guys also offer a lot of opportunity for small business owners or prospective small business owners to share ideas and receive the proper training. I mean, that's what you guys put a huge emphasis on.
You know, I believe strongly in training. In fact, I'll tell you this, the most successful businesses that I work with are always engaged in training, some form of training. And it really doesn't matter specifically what the training is. It's more the mindset that they're trying to, make their operations better, that they're, you know, they care about their employees, that they're willing to invest in the future of their company. And so this mentality of training is essential if you want to have a successful business. And we do. We try and facilitate as many training opportunities as possible. And so we've got some great opportunities coming up here in the next little bit.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those. First off, the Entrepreneurship Networking Meeting. This is actually going to take place in two locations, both Helper and Huntington. It'll begin in just a couple of weeks, and it's a long 3-month program.
Yeah, so this is an interesting program. It's an Entrepreneurship Networking Meeting. We call it the Business Foundry. Foundry just kind of meaning that it's a melting pot of ideas. And so what the idea is here, that you've got these businesses, every business, I don't care if you're brand new, I don't care if you've been around for decades, you've got challenges that you're trying to overcome. Well, one of the interesting things that we found out, and this isn't just our office that has found this, this is lots of people that have researched this topic, they found that if you try and solve your ideas by only talking with those people who are in your industry and in your field, you've got a very limited, a very narrow focus. A lot of times you can gain tons of insight from talking with people who are outside of your field, but also have a solid understanding of business. So what we do is we try and put people together, and we've actually done this several times. This will be, I believe, the third or fourth time that we're going to offer this networking meeting. We go for 12 weeks at a time. And last time we had artists, and we had we had farmers, and we had manufacturers, and we had service providers, and we had people in the medical industry, and they were all meeting together and sharing ideas. And it's amazing to see what happens when they get together. And you wouldn't think that someone who's completely outside of your industry would have that much insight, but they've got such a unique perspective that they see things that you don't even see. So we're really excited to be offering this. The benefit to the businesses is great. And one of the nice things is we're able to offer this at no cost because this is sponsored by a group called Quater that is off the Wasatch Front. And they go out throughout the rural parts of the state and offer this training. And so we're kind of expanding. We've been offering it here in Price, and we're going to expand to a couple new locations. We're going to be offering one of these cohorts in Helper, and then we're going to offer one of these cohorts down in Huntington, down in Emery County. And so we're pretty excited to be doing that. Those are going to kick off. The one down in Huntington is going to kick off on January 22nd. And the one in Helper is going to kick off on January 23rd. And they're going to run simultaneously. So if anyone's interested, I mean, you can catch both of them, get perspectives from, you know, the two different groups. Or, you know, if one time or day works better than the other, you know, come on down and, you know, just meet up with us and, you know, expand your business. That's what we're all about there.
Actually, sounds like it'd be beneficial to catch both of them if you could at some point in time during that 12-week period. You're going to get different perspectives, different brains, right?
And that's really what it's all about. It's all about the perspective. And, you know, we run it for 12 weeks. And during that 12-week time, we say, okay, what do you want to accomplish in this period of time? And then we say, now, how do you leverage the ideas in this room to help you accomplish your goal? We've had some great success thus far. And so, yeah, if you can catch both or, you know, one or whatever you can do, it really makes a difference.
And Kim, we're being joined right now by Ryan Murray, Regional Director of Small Business Development Center, and also the Custom Fit Program. Let's talk about customer service and marketing. This is something that you guys have kind of put into a series. It's part of the BEAR program, which I know is very popular. People know what the BEAR program is. And so customer service and marketing, kind of a series you put together.
Man, I'll tell you what. Customer service and marketing, right there, they're two buzzwords. Everyone's concerned about it. They're just like, hey, you know, what do we do to have better customer service? What do we do to improve our marketing? You know what it's really boiling down to is people are trying to grow. They're trying to grow their sales. They're trying to grow their business. Well, you can't grow without understanding these two things. And so we put this together, and we've been doing it in a series in our BEAR presentations. And it's been going really well. They're well attended, a lot of energy in the room, a lot of ideas. And basically what we're doing is we're saying, okay, how do we take what we have? Because there's a lot of good things going on in this community. How do we take what we have and how do we step it up a notch? Because I'm going to be honest with you. If a small business wants to thrive in this environment, and when I say this environment, I'm talking 2018. You've got changes that are happening with online. You've got changes that are happening with, you know, shopping behaviors. If a business wants to thrive, then they've got to just keep up on these things. Some of this stuff that, you know, was basic 5-10 years ago, you got to reinvent yourself and you got to say, okay, how do I move into, you know, what people are looking for today? What are they asking for today? And so that's really what we're taking into effect is we're saying, okay, let's take a basic concept like customer service. Everyone knows you got to smile, you got to be polite, you got to care about the customer. But how do we take that a step further? How do we take that to where the customer now is saying, you know what, because of the way you treated me, because of how nice and thoughtful you were, I'm going to buy with you. I'm going to spend my dollars with you. And so that's really what the training is all about. We're putting it into a series so that, you know, we can go a little bit deeper. It's not just a surface level. It's really going in, really understanding that. And so that's going to be part of the BEAR program. So, you know, we still have our regular where we showcase a lot of the local businesses. We'll have a lot of local business owners. They'll come in, they'll present, they'll share their story. And that's excellent. And then we'll intermix some of these trainings in between those sessions. And so every other Thursday morning there at USU Eastern, just a great opportunity to come out, network, learn, grow. All those good things.
Plenty of opportunities in your own backyard. Fairly unique, too. These are unique opportunities that hopefully people take advantage of, Ryan.
Yeah, you know, so we put a lot of effort into trying to make sure that there's some value here. That when people walk away from this, they're just like, hey, you know what? That was well worth the time. That was well worth the effort that I put into, you know, trying to improve myself. And so, you know, it is fairly unique. In a rural area, the benefit that people have here locally, I don't think they fully capitalize on and fully understand. And so if you haven't taken advantage to come out and experience one of these trainings, man, come on out. We try and make them as affordable as possible. I mean, everything we've talked about today, you don't even have to pay for. You can just come on out and enjoy. We have some other trainings that, you know, they do have a cost to them. But again, we're able to, you know, get some, you know, some scholarships or some incentives or different programs, reduce those costs down as much as possible. So if you're not taking advantage of this stuff, it's only your loss.
Ryan, before you leave, I do want you to talk about Custom Fit as well and give everyone some information on the Custom Fit program.
The Custom Fit program is one of the gems that we have available to us. It's a state of Utah program, And what they do is they focus on trainings for the local businesses. And so if your business is interested in any of these trainings or any trainings outside of this, I mean, if you're doing your own trainings, if you're trying to get your employees, you know, certified or up to speed, or, you know, just get them a little bit better or sharper with a new skill set, any training, the Custom Fit program can come in and we can help you. You can get up to a 50% reimbursement on those training costs. And so if you're spending, you know, a few hundred dollars on training and you're getting 50% of that back, that can make a big difference for your business. And so it's a great program. It's easy to use. If you're interested in the program, the easiest thing to do would just be to contact me directly. You can send me an email, ryan.murray, that's M-U-R-R-A-Y, at usu.edu, or you can call our office. We're 613-5460.
Ryan, it's always fun to get you in and have these conversations. Thank you again for taking out the time to join us, and I know we'll talk again relatively soon.
Okay, look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, that's Ryan Murray, the Regional Director of the Small Business Development Center and also the Custom Fit Program. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.